welcome to Between the Lines for the week of October 30th, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I am your host, Richard. And in this week's session, we are going to get started with the schools right away for Deerfield for the upcoming week. On Tuesday, November 1st, they have Family Literacy Night, and that will begin at 6 p.m. On Thursday the 3rd, they have a High School Scholars Bowl meet at Satanta at 4 p.m. During the day, they have fall picture retakes, so if any of the students need to do that, parents be aware. And on Friday the 4th, this will be the ACT registration deadline date. For the Lakin School District for this upcoming week, on Monday the 31st, they have the Lakin Grade School Halloween Parade. That will be at 1:30 p.m. on Main Street here in Lakin. Tuesday, they have high school football by district. Wednesday the 2nd, there's a High Plains League meeting at Sublette at 10:30 a.m. On Thursday, there's no school for the Lakin Grade School for parent-teacher conferences. They begin at 8 and go to 8 p.m. There's half a day of school for the Lakin Middle School and High School, and their parent-teacher conferences begin at 1 and go to 8 p.m. On the 4th, there's no school. However, that date is the date for the ACT test registration deadline. And then on Saturday, there's high school football regionals. The High Plains Retirement Village is inviting all little spooks and goblins to come trick-or-treating Halloween night from 6 to 8 p.m. there at the village. So if you want to do some additional trick-or-treating with your little ones, be sure to go to the High Plains Retirement Village. This Saturday, October 29th, the Deerfield United Methodist Church presents its 5th annual Fall Harvest Festival. It will be from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the Deerfield Community Center. Everyone is welcome to attend, and it will have a free will donation chili dinner. There will be activities for children from 5th grade and younger, and these will be at no charge. There will be a hay bale slide into a corn pit, hay rides, a bouncy house, pumpkin ring toss, fishing, face painting, hair color, and much more. So if you want to have a good time and fellowship, be sure to mark the Fall Harvest Festival with the Deerfield United Methodist Church on Saturday, October 29th at the Deerfield Community Center, and it begins at 5 o'clock. The Lakin High School is having a dinner theater, and they are presenting Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. They'll have two showings. One will be Friday, November 11th, and another one Saturday, November 12th. Dinner is at 6:30 p.m. and the cost is $12.50 a person. General admission is at 7:30. If you need to receive tickets, be sure to contact the school. Saturday, November 5th is the Lord's Acre Auction. At 9 o'clock that morning, they have Della's Donuts and Bake Sale at the Veterans Memorial Building. And then at 5 p.m., they have the supper and auction at the Kearney County Fair Building. The public is welcome to attend. For the Kearney County Senior Center, some of the activities for this upcoming week. On Sunday the 30th, they will be having a Halloween party from 5 to 7. On Monday the 31st, they have PATH exercises at 10. On Tuesday the 1st, they have coffee at 8, yoga at 10. Wednesday, they have coffee at 8, PATH exercises at 10. 10:45 is Bible study, and 12 is meal site. And the meal for that day will be shepherd's pie, jello salad, bread, and a dessert. On Thursday the 3rd, they have coffee at 8. At 9 o'clock is the KCCA meeting, and at 10 o'clock is yoga. On Friday at 8 o'clock is coffee again. At 9 o'clock is brunch. 10 o'clock is PATH exercises. 11 is Super Friday. 9 o'clock is the Garden City shopping trip. Some other activities within the community. On the 30th, there will be co-ed volleyball at 6 p.m. On Monday the 31st, there's a Kearney County Hospital Board meeting at 12 noon. On Tuesday the 1st, there's Masonic Lodge at 7:30. Lakin AA meeting at 8. Then we jump to Tuesday, which we have TOPS at the Memorial Building. From 6 to 8 is weigh in, and at 8 o'clock is the meeting. Trail Piercers Quilt Guild will be at the LRC at 7. And Knights of Columbus meeting will be at 7:30. On Thursday the 3rd, they have a Medicare sign-up at the Extension Office. Immunizations are at the Kearney County Health Department from 9 in the morning to 11, and then from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. There's a fire meeting at 6:30, Lakin Gun Club at 7, Eastern Star at 7:30, and Lakin AA meeting at 8 o'clock. On Friday the 4th, there's a Kearney County Chamber of Commerce meeting at noon. And then on Saturday the 5th, there's the Prairie Wind Quilters. They'll be meeting from 9 to 5 at the Senior Center. The annual Scouting for Food around Lakin will be held Saturday, November 5th, starting at 8 a.m. Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, and Girl Scouts will be going door-to-door for non-perishable food for the Kearney County Food Pantry. If you won't be at home Saturday morning, please leave canned items on your front steps. Saturday, November 12th is the 17th annual membership banquet for the ARC 2000 Pheasants Forever. This will be held at the Kearney County Fair Building. Social hour will be at 6 p.m., dinner at 7, and then an auction at 8 p.m. For tickets, you can contact Rick Higgins at 353-8626, Cody Kiner at 290-8431, Anna McPherson, 805-9228, or Gwen Wechter at 355-6603. The 2016 theme for the Lakin Booster Club's annual Christmas parade and activities is Christmas Through a Child's Eyes. Booster Club members have decided to dedicate this year's parade and activities in memory of Francis Bostrom, who led the club's Christmas and Easter events for over 50 years. The annual parade will once again be lighted and held at 6 p.m. on Saturday, December 10th, and the Little King and Queen pageant will be held that morning at 10 a.m. at the Lakin Recreation Commission, and this will be for ages 5 and 6-year-olds. The Kearney County Hospital has a town hall meeting coming up on Wednesday, November 2nd. This will be held at the Senior Center at 1 p.m. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced the availability of a streamlined version of the USDA guaranteed loans, which are tailored for smaller scale farms and urban producers. The program, called EZ Guarantee Loans, uses a simplified application process to help beginning small underserved and family farmers and ranchers apply for loans of up to $100,000 from USDA-approved lenders to purchase farmland or finance agriculture operations. The USDA has also unveiled a new category of lenders that will join traditional lenders such as banks and credit unions in offering the USDA EZ Loan Guarantees. Microlenders, which include community development financial institutions and rural rehabilitation corporations, will be able to offer their customers up to $50,000 of EZ guaranteed loans, helping to reach urban areas and underserved producers. Banks, credit unions, and other traditional USDA-approved lenders can offer customers up to $100,000 to help with agricultural operation cost. EZ Guarantee loans offer low interest rates and terms up to 7 years for financing operating expenses and 40 years for financing the purchase of farm real estate. USDA-approved lenders can issue these loans from the Farm Service Agency, guaranteeing the loan of up to 95%. The USDA is providing a 90-day period for the public to review and comment on program improvements. To review program details, visit www.regulations.gov. Again, that is www.regulations.gov. You will need reference number RIN0560-AI34 and follow the instructions to submit comments. This is a 2017 County Committee re-election reminder. The county committee elections provide farmers and ranchers the opportunity to run for and be elected to represent producers in their community as an elected member of their local FSA county committee. All farmers and ranchers are encouraged to participate in the nomination and election process. For the 2017 election period, ballots will be mailed to eligible voters in the local administrative area, holding the election beginning November 7th. All ballots must be returned to the Kearney County FSA office by close of business December 5th. Ballots will be counted on December 7th at 9 a.m. A reminder from the Kansas DOT that with all the construction that's happening on Highway 50 and part of the Highway 25 junction, they are urging drivers to be alert, pay attention to all work zone warning signs, slow down when approaching a work zone, and be prepared to stop. That's going to do it for us for this week. We hope everybody can come in and see our Halloween decorations. The staff has worked really hard in providing these decorations for the community, and we hope everybody has been enjoying them. But before we actually have to take down after Halloween, we encourage everybody to come in and view what the staff has done for the Halloween decorating here in the library's foyer. For this upcoming week, we hope everybody enjoys visiting and having fun with family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lake and Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you everyone for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.